You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Brought to you by Citadel Gin and East Imperial Superior Beverages. Did I say it wrong? Citadel.
That's right, you are listening to Cocktail Corner here on Thursday Drive on 95BFM. We've got glorious, glorious news for you out there, because all month long, East Imperial Superior Beverages have been running, what is it? The Gin Jubilee.
That's correct, John, the Gin Jubilee.
And there's been a competition running with it.
What do you call, are you then the Jubilee Master?
Are you some sort of wizard of gin? We've got Arun.
Okay, there's a title.
In studio, Arun.
Yep, Arun,
from
that's the one.
1885 down there in Britomart.
That's the one.
You are.
Now's the time to say
it, gin and tonic.
Do you even like gin? Now you can just go, nah, I actually hate it, but I'm great at mixing, and it is what it is.
It's kind of embarrassing if I didn't like gin at this point. I drink quite a lot of it.
Fair enough.
It's been voted. It's official. You make the best gin and tonic in the whole of Auckland.
Yeah.
Two fingers. Two fingers, John.
Full hand clap.
Thank you. Fantastic. Well done.
Everyone from the BFM office has swooped in. They've got wind of this situation taking place.
The botanicals, I've obviously gone through the ventilation.
It's funny, as soon as you open a bottle of booze and suddenly people start swarming.
Now, talk us through your gin and tonic. What has inspired your particular drink?
Yeah, so I called my cocktail Message in a Bottle. I wanted to kind of focus on this idea of reimagining the familiar, the way East Imperial was kind of coming to reimagine how we think of just mixes as that stuff you get from the dairy to throw in your spirit, mm-hmm. but as a as vital a part of the mixology as the premium spirits you're using. Mm-hmm. Drew a fair bit of inspiration from the history of gin and tonics as well. They started off as this drink that was like, it was the adventurers and explorers drink. It was
pirate. You're going to say pirates any minute?
Well, British Army soldiers in India invented the gin and tonic.
Okay.
Yeah, tonic water, which was the malaria cure-all, and gin, which was part of your daily ration, and they mixed the two together, and it kind of worked.
Getting it done.
Yeah.
Getting it done.
Feeling good, and
that would have been like
getting malaria.
Down the hatch, kind of.
Yeah, well, it would have been a good moment, eh, when you thought, oh, what if I just mix the two together?
Yeah, just drink that immediately.
Suddenly taking your medicine is a lot more fun. Yeah. So I'm using Citadel gin at the moment. It's a bit more of a peculiar gin coming out of Cognac, France. Really heavy on the citrus, which I like. This is a very citrus heavy gin and tonic.
Okay.
Also got those nice bacon spice botanicals, cardamom, cinnamon, cumin coming through.
I've spotted a couple of wheels over there actually in the couple of cinnamon scenarios.
Yeah, got some garnish coming.
Yeah, nice.
Now you've just poured into, it's in a tall glass.
Yep.
So over ice.
You've basic highball. Yeah. Built over ice. 30 mils of the Citadel gin.
Okay.
Some red stuff.
Yeah. Then I got Aperol. I love Aperol. I think it's awesome. I think it's hugely underutilized. It's an Italian aperitif made from bitter oranges and cinchona, which is the same tree bark which gives you your tonic water.
Right. It looks kind of like radical. Liquid.
It's a dope color. I just love using it for the color. I mean, it makes everything look
pretty. Yeah, it's cool. It's like it's a confused red orange, should we say.
Yeah, it is a bit. Using 15 mils of that. Getting that.
Oh,
bit of,
look at that go in there. Like, ooh, yeah, carbon go back.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Like, it makes the color like really come out.
Can I have a look at the Aperol?
John's going to need to sniff that, and probably myself as well. Did you just do it up so tight that John can't undo it?
I hope not.
Okay.
No,
he's all right.
No, I'm strong.
I've done that to myself one or two times, so I feel that.
It smells delicious.
You know what's good for you, eh? It's lovely, yeah. It's got its own kind of limited edition Raro vibe about it.
It's a bitter aperitif, but it's still got that sweetness from the orange, and it pushes that citrus forward a lot, which I quite like. This is a bittered style of gin and tonic, so much in the vein of the long pink gins.
What's this? Is that cola or something?
Nah, this is
small bottle now. We're in a smaller bottle.
This is a homemade black tea syrup.
Ooh.
So I've worked with a tea who does a morning sunshine tea blend. It's a blend of Assam, Darjeeling, and Rwandan tea. So it's got this really full muscatel richness to it.
It sounds complex.
I love my tea.
I
love tea too, so it was kind of fun to actually use that in a cocktail.
Let's hear it for tea, actually. Please, man.
How do you make the concentrate? Do you just boil it with lots and lots of extra tea bags?
So you work with the loose leaf tea. I make up a like quite heavy concentrate, so it works out to be about 2 tablespoons per cup.
Any sugar in there as well?
There is. First, I reduce it down.
Yes.
After it's finished brewing, add the sugar in, equal by weight, to make into the syrup.
Okay.
And then I add more fresh tea and I reinfuse it.
Why are you acting like you're stealing it, John? Just relax.
It kind of smells. It's kind of almost quite honey.
It's
I mean, honey
it's,
sweetness.
It's got that great astringency to it as well.
It's nice. It's good. It's got a nice backbone. It's a really dark color, ladies and gentlemen. I did think it was like a thick cola from a distance.
Tea syrups are awesome because like you just pop down to your tea shop, pick up any box of tea, brew it up, chuck some sugar, and you've got like a million different syrup combinations you can use.
Sure.
Rather than just using, you know,
mum comes around, syrup. You can just water a bit down, and you got a cup of tea.
Yeah, basically.
And you've got a genie bottle. You just pulled the genie bottle out of the bank.
Okay, now we're dosing. That is quite a flute.
So this is just a citric acid solution. So
what?
Whoa, it's clear though.
So rather than using like lemon juice, I just you know, go to your baking aisle and get citric acid and make it into a solution.
Oh man! Can you re-pop that by the microphone? Does it make a lovely pop noise?
Yeah,
that's one for the bank. That is Foley right there.
When I was running the comp, I had my cocktail coming out on tap.
If I drink this, will I see God kind of thing? That's a lot of citrus. Eh?
It will just be really sour.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll probably just spit it out.
Yeah, because it's how black holes are made.
I don't think you'll enjoy straight A. And then last ingredient is the tonic water. I'm using the East Imperial Burma Tonic.
Lovely.
It's their highest quinine content tonic. So it works really well with those citrus forward gins.
Oh man, it's a lovely color at the moment. I almost don't want you to do any mixing. Is it just going to stay like that? Okay, fair enough.
It's essentially a traffic light. You've got red at the bottom, you've sort of got an orange in the middle, and you got clear on top.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's getting a stir.
Here we go. Oh man, I want this to be called Sunset something something, but you've got a name for it already, don't you? What was it?
Message in a bottle.
Message in a bottle. Mm-hmm. Lovely.
So ganache is really easy. I'm playing off those spices I really like in the Citadel gin, so just a cinnamon stick and a couple of bruised cardamom pods.
Cardamom pods, okay.
Bruised cardamom pods.
I might have to see those up close. Around. Let's have a look at these. We like to inspect things.
It's just an ordinary sort of cardamom you get from any sort of spice store. It just adds a bit of aroma to it.
Oh yeah, okay, cool. Oh yeah, lovely. Isn't that just a good time? That's a nice vibration,
they do
John.
They smell nice.
Not lying.
Cardamom pods.
Weird.
All right, there you go, guys. It's in a bottle.
Yeah. Sweet.
What do I do with the cinnamon stick? I'm freaking out now. What have you done with it? Have you just sort of...
Just kind of swirl it around. Just smell it as you drink it.
I can do it to taste. Okay.
I wouldn't bite into the cinnamon stick.
No, but like, can I leave it in? Kind of, yeah. I mean, like dip it in there and leave it in there like a maniac.
It's very fragrant.
Depending on the time of year. If we're like, you know, creeping up towards Xmas. I don't want to say that trigger word, the full trigger word. It's maybe some kids in a car right now. So.
Yeah,
Two yums from John.
So that was on tap.
Yeah, so that's the advantage using citric acid, because lemon juice will go off, but citric acid won't.
Mm-hmm.
So
it doesn't look like a gin and tonic. It's a bit of a sleeper, this one. Isn't
yeah.
It? Like, what have you got over there? Oh, none of your business. See you later. And then you're a way better dancer than them as well, kind of thing.
Exactly. Plus it's boozy enough, so you get down a few of those and you'll have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
Are you still making these down at 1885 by Special Request?
I am, yeah. Yep. If you go down to 1885 and I'm on the veranda bar, which is just around the side of Bain Bar, I still have a bottle of pre-batch and I'll still be tuning it out.
Mm.
Now, what's on the cards for you? Because this drink has won you a trip to Singapore, hasn't it?
So holy hell.
In November, I'll be heading out to Singapore to compete in the Worlds.
Do you take this with you, this drink with you, and you're like, so this is my drink, or can you make a new one?
It's the same drink, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be doing the same drink, but competing against all the winners from the other cities around the world who competed on the same comp.
John's just dropped the cinnamon stick. I've seen him on peripheral, but don't put that back on the drink.
That's delicious.
Oh,
I did. I'm glad you like it.
It was delicious, you mean? Not much left there, mate. Cool, thank you.
Cool. Anything interesting happening down at 1885 in the next couple of days that springs to mind?
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I'll be working on veranda bar, tuning up cocktails. I've got a few new recipes that I'm trying at the moment.
Smooth drink.
Yeah, it was. I found that it was kind of a good gin and tonic for people who don't like gin and tonics a lot. Yeah.
What was that citrus stuff? Is that where do people get that from?
Like, citric acid.
Do you just go to like the local science department and go?
Go to the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
You know where you get like your vanilla essence and things.
The bottle's throwing me off a little bit.
I have so many just weird bottles that I put things in. I don't know where this bottle came from, yeah. But
it's a lovely, yeah.
Whenever I need just a random thing to put something in, I just have
genie
a whole bunch of random bottles.
I'm a genie.
Whoa, let me turn that up.
Well, hey, thank you very much, Arun.
No worries.
Big thank you to Citadel Gin, and thank you to East Imperial Superior Beverages for...
I second all that as well. And thank you for winning that competition and making that
gin
delicious
Jubilee.
Drink.
Well,
cheers, guys.
The number one gin in town.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Brought to you by Citadel Gin and East Imperial Superior Beverages.